tips to instantly appear more confident. Welcome to the Men's Dating Guide. I'm Margaret, clinical therapist turned dating coach for men. In this guide, I will take you through understanding women, what they want, and how to be the most attractive version of yourself naturally. By combining psychology of attraction, dating skills, and a little bit of perspective, you can have the dating life you crave. All right, so today I wanted to talk about how you can instantly appear more confident in situations where maybe you're entering a restaurant or entering a room, and how to command that presence. What do I mean by commanding a presence, and why is it important? So commanding a presence is when you are embodying strength, confidence, and exuding power. And the reason why it's so important to command that presence when you're walking into a room and to appear confident is because the women that you may or may not interact with are noticing you when you first walk in. The reason it's so important to be confident and to command that presence when you're entering a room is because this is an opportunity to attract and appear sexy to the opposite sex. So women are noticing all of these little cues that you're putting off throughout your body language and the way you're holding yourself and your general presence. And this is either helping her attraction to you or hurting her attraction to you before you even say a word. So like I mentioned, commanding a presence has to do with exuding that strength, showing confidence, feeling powerful. Women, and all people for that matter, are drawn to these things. These things are valuable. These are high value traits. And one thing I do want to note, this isn't about being arrogant. It's not about having a feeling like you're better than somebody else, but it's about being all that you can be without those mental limitations of maybe I'm not good enough or I'm feeling really anxious and communicating that to everyone. So there's a few different factors that come together in commanding a really strong presence when you're entering a room. And that has to do with your facial expression, your gestures, your body language, the way, you know, you're moving about. Are you moving really fast? Are your eyes darting from left to right? Do you seem calm? Do you seem confident? I want to give you guys some tips to giving yourself the best chance and opportunity to appear the most confident and command the best presence you can. And the first one I have is have a place that becomes your own. Whether that's a restaurant, a bar, a coffee shop, some place that you frequent, that you go to often, so that you become really comfortable in your own skin. Well, when you get really good at this, you can become comfortable no matter how many times you've been at a place, if it's the first time you've ever been at a venue or it's the 50th time. But I do recommend having a small circle of places, maybe one or two places that you go to very often, so you become really comfortable. You become comfortable with the layout. You become comfortable with the types of people that go there. You're comfortable with the staff. You probably even learn to know the staff's names. All these things will help you calm nerves and feel more comfortable for when you are approaching women. And think about it now. So maybe you do have a place in mind that fits this qualification where you could go a couple times a week and get really comfortable there and used to it. Or maybe you don't. It's really important to curate a few of these places for yourself. So depending on your mood, you know, if you feel like going to a coffee shop, if you feel like sitting at a bar and having dinner, depending on what your mood is, you have a place that you can go that becomes kind of like you're a regular there. It's really important to make sure you have a control over what your internal dialogue is. Internal dialogue is essentially those conversations we have with ourselves when we're interacting with the environment. So let's say you tripped a little bit when you were walking into a restaurant. Your internal dialogue there might sound something like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I tripped. I'm so clumsy. I'm such a loser. Everybody's going to notice that. No one's going to want to talk to me. That is a negative internal dialogue. A positive internal dialogue might sound something like, I tripped, and move on. Or maybe you don't even acknowledge it to yourself. Or maybe you get to the point where you acknowledge it, but you literally don't even let it affect you. Because any type of internal dialogue that you are saying to yourself in your mind, I promise you, is being communicated throughout your body language, your facial expressions, the way you move, the sound of your voice, the pitch of your voice, the speed. All of these things impact that and how people see you. So banishing negative thoughts is really, really important here and makes a huge difference. Another tip for commanding a presence, you know, when you're getting ready and you're at home, make it a fun environment. So put on some really good music that makes you feel good. Get moving about, loosen up your body a little bit. Make sure you're smiling. Smiling sends signals to our brain that we're happy and actually in turn makes us feel happy when those muscles and the smile are engaged in the face. So that's a really good tip. You know, get your blood flowing. Start thinking really positive thoughts. And it seems like a small thing, but this can have a really big impact. Something that I've talked about before is something called power posing, and this is also really useful when you're getting ready. Or maybe if you have run to the bathroom or something when you're out, this can help kind of reset you and put you on a positive plane forward. So power posing is putting your body in certain powerful positions. And these powerful positions actually lead to a chemical change in your body, in men's and women's bodies, which in turn make us more confident and decrease our stress levels. So these power poses could be something like your feet spread wide apart with your hands on your hips. And you hold these poses for about 60 to 120 seconds. Another one could be you're looking straight up. Your feet are far apart, your hands are up above your head wide, and you just have a really open chest, and you're just making yourself larger than life, and you're holding that as well for like 60 seconds to 2 minutes. These things actually increase testosterone in the body, and like I mentioned, decrease stress chemicals. Another thing that's important, and I don't ever want you to forget it. And the more you practice this, the more natural it will become, and you won't even have to think about it. It will become second nature, is your posture. Making sure you have posture that literally says, I belong here. I believe in myself. I know I'm good enough. I'm confident. So what's a really good way to get some good posture going is if you're standing up, and you can do this now, stand up. Bring your shoulders all the way up to your ears, like you're scrunching into your neck, you're scrunching your shoulders into your neck. Then push them back, still scrunched up, back, 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 and then drop them down. Drop them down and you'll feel your chest kind of broaden, all that tension's released in your neck, and your shoulders are kind of pulling back and down. And that's a great way to have good posture. Now, when I tell you body movements like this, I don't ever want you to feel like you need to hold some awkward pose, because if you're feeling it's awkward, likely it's going to look awkward, but it's definitely important to get in the habit of having good posture. That's like a number one thing that women notice, and it's a signal on whether or not you're confident or not, for men and for women. So when you're walking into this place, restaurant, bar, museum, wherever it is, you know, you have your good posture on, you did some of your power posing at home, you got pumped up to some music, you want to make sure you have a good facial expression on. I don't mean a wide-toothed grin, I guess, unless it depends on who you're smiling at, but you know, you want to have a positive affect on your face. You don't want to be furrowed brow frowning, so be conscious of that. And then a really good tip to get you loosened up and get you over some initial nerves is the second you step into a place, have some kind of verbal dialogue or back and forth with the first person you see. So when I'm saying this, I'm thinking about if you're walking into a restaurant, you see the hostess or the host. So it could make sense to say, hey, you know, how are you doing this evening? And just starting to talk with someone will keep you grounded and keep you in the moment. Another important part is to remember what you're doing with your eyes. So when we're nervous, typically what happens is our eyes will dart around, and that's an ingrained kind of response, because nerves means potentially there's a threat and we need to essentially look around very fast to make sure there is no threat coming. But in this day and age, we no longer have threats like that. Usually, I guess, depending on where you are, hopefully not the bars that you're going to or the museum or restaurant that you're going to doesn't have threats like that. But be mindful of the way your eyes are shifting. No shifty eyes. Calm that gaze. And try to feel at peace. Act and move as if you're at peace. Try not to fidget. Don't pick at your cuticles. Don't wring your hands. Try not to put your hands in your pockets. That just makes you appear smaller, like you're not taking up space. It's important to feel like you're taking up a little bit of space, having that wider stance with your feet, not holding your drink in close to your body. Have your drink in one hand. Have it kind of out by your side. Of course, if it's a really busy place, be careful because people will probably be bumping into you. But just think about opening up your body and being in that moment with your fellow humans, not shrinking yourself, not hunching, not making yourself a smaller version. And the final piece here I'll leave you guys with is, you know, you want to appear like you're having a good time. And I hope it's not just on the appearance. Maybe the first few times you're going out, especially if you don't really go out at all, you know, maybe you're going to be feeling really anxious and you wish you were just at home doing the video game thing or watching movies and you feel like that is your comfortable place. But what I want you to remember is when we're creating new habits in the beginning aren't comfortable, even if they're healthy habits. When's the last time you started going to the gym for the first time and you loved it the first few weeks or even first few months you did it? You don't. I mean, I can tell you that from personal experience. It takes time for these habits to solidify, for us to become more comfortable in these positive habits and for them to actually feel good. So even though you may be going out and it may feel really uncomfortable, I'm challenging you to talk yourself through it, stay in a positive mindset, and, you know, count your blessings. Feel grateful for what you have, that you are taking this step forward to consciously make a choice to improve your dating life, to improve your confidence, to be the best version that you can be of yourself, and just stay really positive. And don't forget that power posing, super helpful. It really biochemically changes the chemicals that are going on in your body, increasing that testosterone, decreasing those stress hormones. Use that power posing. And a little caveat, of course, don't do it in the middle of the restaurant because people will be like, what is this guy doing? All right, guys, I hope that was helpful and I will see you on the next one. And if you want a little bit more information about one-on-one dating coaching or to find some resources, go to the website elevatedmancoach.com. There's some links there where you can click to schedule a free deep truth call to learn about what's really holding you back from your dating life. And we'll talk a little bit more about what one-on-one coaching is like, how to transform your dating life, increase your connections with women, make you more confident, help you be the best version of yourself, and find that dream woman you are searching for. All right, guys, see you on the next one.